Yes, good morning. Brother Marlon here again. Inspiration for this morning. Praise the Lord for another new morning. Rejoicing in the goodness of our Father in heaven and how He cares for us and how He watches over us and how He is true to His Word, the Word that He has given to us. Well, this morning, I want to continue in David a little bit, as I shared on David when he was a youth yesterday with Goliath and overcoming his giant. But I want to bring a little different point of David out this morning, and this is in 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11, with where he sinned with Bathsheba. I'm going to read four verses here. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem. It came to pass in evening tide that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired about the woman, and one said, "Is it not Bathsheba, the daughter of Elam, the wife of Uriah of the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and he came in unto her, and he lay with her. For she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house, and the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." Then David tried to cover up. He had Uriah come back, and when Uriah refused to go into his house and sleep in his own bed with his wife, David sent him back to the battlefield with a letter, saying that he was that Joab was supposed to put Uriah in the worst of the battle, so he would be killed. So there, not only David committed fornication, adultery, he also had murder on his hands there. And in those days, that was worthy to be killed. He was worthy to be killed by stoning because of the adultery. And this seemed to have been covered up. A lot of people didn't seem to realize what was going on, but then the Lord, like He always does, God knows everything that's going on, revealed it to Nathan, and Nathan went to David. Now I'll just read this story here real quickly here in 2 Samuel 12, and it says, "The Lord sent Nathan to David, he came unto him, and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save a little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was upon him as a daughter. Unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler to the rich man. He spared to take his own flock, and his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him. He took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that had come to him." And it says David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die." And then Nathan said, "You are the man." And David was smitten, and he repented. I believe he truly repented, because God did forgive David. And in the New Testament it says that he was even a man after God's own heart. So David was forgiven here, but what I want to bring out is this. In verse 9, it says, "Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor. and he shall lie with our wives in the sight of the sun. For what thou didst in secretly, for thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before Israel and before the sun. That's what I want to bring out. What I want to bring out is, if we have sin in our life, and it's not dealt with, if we're living in sin and it's not dealt with, it will come out, either through us or through our children, because our children will be rebellious, because that rebellious spirit will be in whom our children will be rebellious, and they'll grow up rebellious. And I just want to show you that this will happen here. As we can see that as David went on, the first consequence that happened was the child died. The child that was birthed out of that unlawful relationship there, that child died. Committed fornication with his half-sister, Tamar, and Tamar's brother took revenge on Ammon for that, killed him. Absalom conspired against his dad and took his kingdom, and then laid with his concubines. There's just many things that the family structure from then on is in a turmoil, and I just want to bring forth the danger of having hidden sin in our lives, or even sins that may not be hidden, but we can't seem to overcome them. You have got to overcome. If you're a father of the home, if you're a man of the house, you have got to overcome those sins, because it will breathe the spirit of rebellion into your home, and it will cause destruction. You have got to be victorious. We as fathers cannot afford to make mistakes. If you're struggling with lust, if you're struggling with whatever you're struggling with, just as David faced that giant Goliath and brought him down with the word of God, that is exactly how we overcome temptation. First, you must be born again. But if you are born again, you have the power of the Holy Spirit, the simple word of God, and a simple act of faith of speaking the word of God into your situation, or praying the word of God into your situation, or speaking the word of God into your situation, you will overcome every time. I guarantee you will. If you put your own self aside and allow God to do that work. But if you're a father or a leader of a church or a leader of a home, you cannot afford to make a mistake or to continue living in mistakes. Here David made a couple mistakes, and he paid dearly. And in this life, we will also pay dearly if we do not stay rooted on the word of God and cleanse our lives from the unclean things. Well, may God bless you, and I encourage you to just search your hearts and to see if there's anything hindering our walk from God, with God, that we could have a clean life and pure slate before God. Whatever the besetting sin may be in our lives, that we deal with it and get serious about it, because we cannot afford to make a mistake if we're wanting to raise our children up to go to heaven someday. I also want to tell you that this is coming up this Saturday morning at 7:30 to encourage us to call in and listen at 1-218-862-1300. That's 1-218-862-1300. The ID number is 525-819. That's 525-819. And you can also leave a message by hitting 099 and then hit pound, so it saves. But I encourage you to call in Saturday morning, participate. There's an open discussion after the short meditation, and an open discussion, and we'd be glad to hear from you. May God bless you, and may you walk in the fear of God.